Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
It's Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Boys and girls, Laura, Rosenberg, and Ebro are on with Blueface today. What's up, sir?
Yeah, hey, man, what up?
Been a long time. What's going on, man?
Been a minute.
Yeah, man. I see you have become some sort of are you trying to be like a Hugh Hefner or something? Explain what's happening out here.
Blue Hefner?
Look at him.
Oh my god.
What's wrong with you, bro?
Shit. Let me think how to put this. Basically, I take women from like all over the world. They send in auditions or whatnot, and I just pick the ones who I like the most character, I guess, the most personality, and I put them all in one house. And shit, we do a lot of activities and whatnot. It's like my version of Bad Girls Club. Y'all seen Bad Girls
Club? Okay, that's what it is. See, because the internet tried to frame it like you was forcing these girls to live in some bunk beds, and you know how the internet take it and run with it.
Oh, they signed up.
So do they win money at the end of this? What are they winning at the end of this?
What kind of incentives do they get?
They pretty much just promote their brand, you know. They already come with whatever they want to sell. I'm not sure what it is. It's usually something different. Some of them want to be models. Some of them want to be actors. Some of them want, you know, just want exposure or whatnot. So they get exposure, and then once they come in, they make OnlyFans, so they make money while they're there too. So we all are OnlyFans.
Because it's based on your OnlyFans, and then you send people to their OnlyFans as well.
Exactly. So it's like one big.
So wait. Is it a competition of some sort?
Nah, it's no competition at all. It's 21 days. Shit. If everybody make it to the end, we all get tattooed and become like, you know, a little family, I guess. It's lit. It's a great thing for the girls. I feel like they all build like crazy confidence. They all turn out way different from when they started, and I haven't seen nothing bad come from it.
That's good.
All right. So there is an elimination process, Blue, though.
The lighting on this interview, people going to be like, yo, why is Blueface doing an interview in the dark with his shirt off in bed?
Yeah. We got to go it's one
gonna
look
crazy. They're going to be like, yo, Ebro, you just talking to Blueface while you're naked in the bed? This is crazy.
Don't do me like that, Ebro.
Yo, man. Yo, tell Blueface to put on a shirt when he's talking to a grown man. What's going on out here, bro?
You set you up then, man. Hold on.
Now, there you go.
Are we in the kitchen now? Okay.
And he's got a shirt. That's a nice kitchen. What is that, Laura? Is that a kitchen?
This might be a bathroom.
Wow.
That's a nice bathroom.
That's a bathroom.
Yeah, it is a bathroom. That's a shower over there.
Yo, Blue, you just took us to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh, this shit's getting even worse.
I don't know. We player, man. We smooth like you, bro.
No, look at him. Look at him. Yeah, look at him. Listen. So Blueface, look at what's wrong with this dude. Yo,
oh, he's doing the ski challenge.
Ski. All right, come on, let's get back to it.
Yo, so Blueface, the show that you're doing is definitely an opportunity. Just so we're clear, it's an opportunity for these women to promote themselves, for them to get their profiles up, for them to make money on their OnlyFans, and all of that.
It's beneficial for everybody.
So now let's get to these raps. Yesterday, or was it yesterday? A few days ago, whenever it was.
What?
The internet was so taken aback by your rapping on beat. Finally, as many people said. What do you say to that? Because people act like you can't rap or something.
I get the short end of the stick, even though I become with crazy metaphors. But I don't know. I guess it's just more to their liking if I do it a certain way. So I'm just, you know, trying to give them what they want, I guess. I thought, shit, I've been on beat the whole time, if you ask me.
Well, we're gonna have to agree to disagree on that, Blueface.
Since the beginning, man, I've been on beat.
No, well, you've been on a beat, but maybe not the beat you're rapping on. You know what I'm saying? But you've been on a beat.
No, there's a beat playing, and you are rapping.
But now, in all fairness, the style you was doing, whether it be reminiscent of. Reminiscent of how 40 Raps On Beat Off Beat or Sugar Free, shout out to Sugar Free, the OG. Yeah, you know, so a lot of people don't even know those styles, but this song also, you got a different message in this song too, though.
Yeah, it's a lot more deep, so I think that's really why they fuck with it, because it's not, you know, my typical, party type vibe. It's more like heartfelt, I guess.
Why did you why'd you go that way right now?
That's just where the song took me, man. When I heard it, I was like, damn, I'm gonna put a verse on this motherfucker. And that's exactly what I did. And shit. What y'all think of it?
I really liked it, bro.
Yeah, me too.
Joint was fire. I tweeted it yesterday, gave you a couple of flame emojis. Cause you know, you was talking that talk about, you know, about growing up without a father and then become, you know, and young dudes just growing up without fathers, becoming fathers. And
yeah.
What's that? How's the lyric go? Say it for me again.
You want me to do it from the top? Oh, no. Let me see what I said. I said, hold on. Let me tell some of my vocals real quick.
Go ahead. Now he's singing in the shower.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
I ain't pray for these weak ass, I pray for better days. I ain't pray for that new vet, I'd rather have my dogs back. Lord, protect me with this tech. I ain't pray for this protect. Remember the day I got the text, another fatherless child came back right because they left him fatherless. No hood harder than fatherhood. I think it was that one right there. You fucking
yeah, no hood harder than fatherhood.
Yeah, that's actually
a bar. That's a bar.
Real shit, man. Real
you got
shit.
Kids, bro?
I got one. I got a son.
Got a son. And was your dad in your life? I don't know your backstory, but what's your relationship like with your dad?
Yeah, he played a good role. It was, you know, it's not full time or nothing, but it was shit. It was enough for me.
It was good. So you do you feel like your father laid a pretty good example for you to be a dad though?
Yeah, definitely. He definitely gave me an example. Yeah.
He gave you something to work with.
Exactly. You know what to do, what not to do, how to be, how not to be.
Now, I want to go back to what's going on in your house for a second, Blue, because you talked all about the setup of the OnlyFans.
Yeah.
But the one thing you didn't mention was how many of these chicks are you actually sleeping with as you do the show?
Okay.
All right, Rosie.
Okay. Well, what are you? Oh, that's
it's
out of
a
bounds.
Fair question. It's not a fair question.
Not on duty, man. I don't sleep with none of them. That's the best part about it. That I made them all for the first time ever. And I bring them, they not all from California. Shit, half of them is from the outside of town. Atlanta, Miami, Florida, New York, Jersey. So I really don't know them, and I don't even stay at that house. So
So you're saying real quick, Blue, seriously. This is more like you just producing a bad girls club around your brand, and you're really not having sex with these girls. It's just like it's a show that you're producing, basically.
Exactly. Yep. That's exactly what's going on. And I just
wait.
I'm really the host, so I just come in and, you know, put them a little bit more at ease or at edge. You know. I don't know.
Blue, what's one of the craziest things that happened in the house with the girls?
All right, so let me give you a crazy story. All right, I'm sure you guys have heard my artist, right? Krishan Rock, the one who got her tooth fell out or whatnot. That was probably the craziest thing that happened on the show. That was like the first season, it was like the second day. she was just going through it. She was like really like, I guess nobody liked her, so it was kind of like, you know, dwelling on her. She was like the youngest and she was crying a lot, so you know, I was maybe being a little bit too attentive to her. And my baby mama had got mad and she pulled up with her friends and shit, chased the girl outside. She hit her face running. Boom.
Oh my God.
Her tooth got loose and whatnot. And then the next day, man, we had to go get her tooth pulled.
I got to tell you, this is a new twist from a reality show that I've never heard of. Bro, never once on The Bachelor has the host's baby mom shown up and chased one of the contestants. The never seen this.
Bro, it's too real for TV, bro. It's too real for TV, I'm trying to tell you.
No, also, I got to apologize, Blueface. I shouldn't have just assumed that you went ahead and slept
that
with all these
women. That was disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to
show. I can see, you know, I get that from, you know, that's just that's just the jacket they put on me, so fuck it. I ain't tripping up about it.
Now, does your baby moms believe you're not having sex with none of them? Because that's clearly why she showed up and some lady's tooth didn't come out.
Oh, man, she overbled because she kind of, you know, started a new relationship. I ended up signing a girl. We do music now and all type of great stuff, so.
She sees the money. She sees the money being made, so she understands now. She okay.
Yeah, exactly. And I had to get on OnlyFans somehow without showing my dick, bro. The money's too good on me.
Congratulations, sir. You accomplished your goal.
Yo, I salute you, Blueface. I salute you for getting that money without ever showing us your dick. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, Blueface, how much money? Just give us an example, because we hear crazy numbers that are being made monetarily on OnlyFans. We don't know what to believe, but since we have you and you have successfully got on OnlyFans without showing your dick, how much money you making?
So I did like 2 seasons. So like I said, it's 21 days. Now the way OnlyFans work is it's a one-time fee for a month subscription. So it's not like I'm overly, you know, charging them no type of crazy. So one time fee for the month. My fee is probably like $50 a subscription. And I probably had like 2,000 subscriptions on each show. I'm gonna let y'all do the math. I don't want to throw no numbers.
And you put out one episode a day or a week?
The first season I put out one episode a day, so I really spoiled them. Like it was coming back to back to day eating God. That up. But this last season, I kind of did it like 3 episodes a week.
Got it. So that's, I mean, basically the first time around you made a few hundred thousand dollars.
And I ain't had to show no dick.
Again, thank you, sir.
Yes.
But I mean, listen, man, it would be tough to be that guy, but then also jump in a Superman outfit for your son. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there are guys that do it. They do it. I can't do it. Or Spider-Man. It was Spider-Man. That's what it was.
Yeah. Spider-Man and Power Rangers, man. I'll do it all. But I can't do it, man. I couldn't do it.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Well, Blueface, it's good to see you, man, and you know, keep grinding out here. And, you know, obviously the people want you to rap on beat because it's still trending right now.
Yeah, what's up, man? Blueface trending for Versus since when? That's crazy.
Wait, Blueface turned into a Versus? What you mean?
I said Blueface is trending for Versus since when?
I mean, no, listen. People obviously think this outside record sound good, so let's play it for them.
All right, fuck it, man.
There it is. Yo, man, we'll see you on the album when the album drops. When is that?
We probably gonna go let it rip the top of the summer. We gotta go crazy for the summer, man.
There it is.
We gotta get back to it, man. What's up? Y'all popping out this summer or what?
I mean, you know, I'm slow-mo. You know what I'm saying? I don't trust it. You know
what I mean? I'm here. Y'all gonna be on the live stream all summer.
Yeah, I'm staying at the house. I don't need to come outside till 2022. I'm good. I'll wait.
Oh, man.
Well, your boy Wack been trying to meet up with me and hang out. I'm like, nah, bro. I don't know all that, bro.
Say Wack's name two more times. I bet you he shows up.
Wack. Wack 100. Wack 100. He show up like Candyman. Look.
Back. There he is.
Show up like Candyman. Yeah. Look at him.
Yeah, Ebro, I got your address now, my brother.
Come outside.
We neighbors, Ebro. Tell them.
Yeah, you're not my neighbor. You don't know where I'm at. I know where you at.
Neighbors, he ride bikes in front of my house.
I know exactly where you are.
Damn right.
I got a couple of homies keeping an eye out. Every time he moves in my direction, I'm like, nah.
I got 16 cameras keeping an eye out.
A bizarre relationship.
You got to keep an eye on Wack, man.
I got cameras in the ceiling, man. Look, man.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere,
listen.
Bro. You know I'm scared. Hey, did we talk about the music? I don't know. I can't.
Yeah, we played the song. We got to the song. We playing the song, man. Relax, man. Let me run my interview, man. I'll see y'all next time.
I'm out your way. Tell Wack to fall back, bro. Beer gang, I'm out your way.
One. Yo, Blue, take care, brother.
All right, my brother. Appreciate y'all, man.
All right, man. Take care.
Appreciate you, bro.
Peace.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.